Book 3, The Pharaoh's Wand. The Prelude.
Ever since the first cat was tempted by a candied crabapple, the insatiable taste for the sweet life has tainted the odd soul with a canker known as greed.
To foil our greedy villain, the magician, this episode finds our heroes time traveling to ancient Egypt via a hot rod.
Cookie had been out looking for wheels.
The Starflyer 900. Good for 900 star trips. Can even travel beyond Katara itself. Whoa.
It was smoking hot. Part surfboard, part rocket, and part catamaran.
No chrome? No dual exhaust mufflers? No jacked up mudders? No shiny hubcaps?
What about wheels?
Yeah, wheels.
Didn't need them. No. Multicolored sparks came from its underside on which it seemed to hover.
All right.
It was for time travel.
Cookie, this costs more than all we have.
Wait. Maybe this guy'll take trade-ins.
Let me think. Oh, remember that old carpet you couldn't get to lie on the floor?
Oh, it's just a kind of hover wing. Wait a second. We could call it the magic carpet.
The trade-in works. And then it's off to the time of pharaohs, where our heroes conspire with the queen to entrap the greedy magician with a bait of spare gold treasure.
Pardon, you wouldn't happen to have an unused pyramid with some spare treasure?
That could be arranged.
Ho ho!
Here's a terrible gold mask of me.
All right.
One of my bad hair days.
And those gold statues over there in the corner?
Yeah.
Just bad relatives. Use them.
Okay.
Of course.
Yeah.
Take that gold throne.
Whoa.
With the hole in the ceiling.
Whoa. Ooh.
And I would not be caught dead in that sarcophagus if my life depended on it.
Ah, these'll work wonderfully.
With hippo armies, magic potions, and fire-eating dragons, the adventure in Book 3, The Pharaoh's Wand, is non-stop.